it's up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to this first post-convention episode of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. As you'll be well aware by now, one of the things that always happens at the Blind Citizens Australia Convention is the presentation of the David Blyth Award. You'll have heard on the packaged highlights an interview with Martin Stewart. We're going to hear a more complete version of that now. Martin Stewart is well known for his advocacy on behalf of blind and vision impaired people, and he was presented at the convention dinner on Saturday night with the David Blyth Award. Martin, firstly, congratulations on winning the David Blyth Award for 2019.
Thank you very much.
We've spoken to you a number of times on New Horizons and other publications about your work and advocacy in recent years, but where did you get started?
I came from the Hunter Valley, the coal fields there at Curry Curry, where I was born in 1963. And then through wanting work, I moved to Victoria. My brother and I'm a twin brother, were the first children to, as totally blind children, to attend mainstream schools in Newcastle. We were only allowed to go to school part-time. My mother actually mostly had to school us at home. So we were very part-time students, as we were quite a novelty and had to sort of work our way in very slowly.
You said you moved down to Victoria. Did you move down specifically to work at the RVIB factory, or did you just feel that you'd get more work?
Yes, absolutely, because the opportunities for people who were good with their hands, and I say still are, were quite limited. And I used to be able to, through my father being a French polisher, work well with wood. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to use my hands to craft things and develop my own product. And the opportunity was there at the factory, which did actually work on many woodwork products. I'd say I was introduced to Blind Citizens Australia through cricket, because they introduced themselves at the cricket one day and I signed up then, which was one of the other ways that I learnt to influence through the Cricket Association and the Board of Control at that time. I was involved as an office bearer, and it was a great groundbreaking teaching educational experience for me. I think the first time I felt politicised was out of the disaffection that was felt by not just me, but many of the workers at the RVIB's factory. I felt things, felt there was corrections that needed to be made and wage justice that needed to be achieved, and others felt the same. I just wanted to make that a collective effort, and through time, we actually did have some successful outcomes.
So I guess this would have been sometime in the 80s?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it was late 80s.
Mm. And you've done an amazing amount of work in advocacy, particularly on behalf of blind and vision impaired people. What do you think would be some of the highlights of that?
I'm very proud of being able to get the public transport authorities here in Victoria to recognise the need for announcements. And through several actions, I was able to get them to come with me to Brisbane, where they replicated the train location system that they had in Queensland, came back to Melbourne with the authorities who were accompanying me, and they then introduced that system into the City Loop here in Melbourne. So that was the beginning of external announcements on our train system. I'm also very pleased with the industrial relations outcomes that occurred at the factory. some major groundbreaking arbitrated results there. The other public transport achievements, some recent ones. I mean, there is a lot. It's hard to select out. In the early days, I took on some very difficult issues, some sacred cows. That left me quite isolated and at times on the outer. This award has made me feel very welcomed and acknowledged. You don't do these things to get that, but I can tell you today it feels wonderful and really a warm, welcomed experience of achievement. And it's even better when it comes from your peers. To get acknowledgement from your peers is more special than anywhere else. I've always loved our community, and to be acknowledged, it's not just personal, it's support for the causes that I have really tried hard to get on centre stage. When you have lived experience like we often do and you get confronted by different obstacles, to be able to do something about them, not just for yourself, but for members of our community, is just such a great feeling.
Well, Martin, it's very well deserved. And once again, congratulations on winning the award. And we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
I just want to say the award, David Blythe Award. David Blythe is a very special person in our community for a reason. And that is he achieved some very special things. And it's such an honour to get an award in his name. I worked with him. I know what a wonderful human being he is through a number of actions that supported me. And I say to you, David, thank you for giving us the reasons to name this award. And I say to the BCA, thank you tonight for giving me the honour of having this award.
One of the sponsors of this year's convention, who unfortunately was unable to make it to the convention for the technology display, was Sam Taylor, and more specifically the company for which he works, Pacific Vision. I spoke to Sam about some of their products and services that are recently available to people who are blind or vision impaired in Australia. Sam Taylor, welcome.
Thank you, Vaughan.
What does the convention mean to Pacific Vision?
We understand the convention is a really good opportunity for people nationally to meet and talk about and share experiences that are common between blind people. And we also understand that there aren't a lot of forums where people who are blind or who have low vision can do that in a safe and comfortable environment. So going back to what we stand for, how important dignity and equality is for our members and of BCA as well, we thought it was a natural fit to sponsor a BCA convention for 2019.
Perhaps you could go into some detail about some of the products that you have currently.
We continue our line of new text-to-speech products. We're very fortunate to have a partnership with the VFO group. And they've recently released a scanning and reading machine called the OmniReader. What makes this unique is the very, very lightweight nature of it, along with its 12-hour battery life. So without needing an additional apparatus like a keyboard, you're able to scan documents directly either to its memory or to a USB stick. And it also sports a 10-inch screen for those who require a little bit of magnification. But that's not necessary for people who are totally blind. We're finding it very, very accurate, and we're sure that people will be very interested in having a look at this.
And what else have you got to talk to us about?
Continuing with our line of Braille note takers and Braille displays, we have the QBraille XL, and what this is a Braille display and hybrid keyboard in one device. In brief, this device will give you access not only to 40 cells of refreshable Braille, but also the ability to control your connected device, such as a PC or a Mac, without having to take your hands away from the display at all. So it's a hybrid keyboard, which means that you've got your standard Braille keyboard in the center, and around that are the keys that you'd expect to find on a normal computer keyboard. So just imagine for a moment that all your letters from A to Z have been removed and replaced by a Perkins Braille keyboard, and the rest of the buttons, such as your function keys at the top, your cursor keys or your arrow keys in the bottom right-hand corner, and your control, your modifier keys, such as your control and your alt. And they're all present on the device as well. Now, whether you're a Windows user or a Mac user, that doesn't matter, because the machine can change depending on what computer you're hooking it up to. It's also completely compatible with iPhone and Android devices as well. It also has storage capabilities with the included SD card slot. So that means that you're able to take your files with you and not even need a connected device for reading and modifying documents. But having a note taker in its simplest form that can read Braille files and a 40-cell Braille display means that it's exactly the right type of device to read books downloaded from the Vision Australia iAccess library as well. Many listeners will be familiar with the BrailleSense Polaris with 32 cells of Braille. The BrailleSense Polaris Mini is its little brother, if you like. So operating in a very similar way to the BrailleSense Polaris with exactly the same memory and storage, 20 cells of refreshable Braille and much lighter than the previous unit. Of course, we're still selling the BrailleSense Polaris, but for those who are perhaps on the road a little bit more, wanting a device that's a little bit more portable, this really does tick all the boxes, weighing in at only around 400 to 450 grams. So it's very lightweight and portable and allows you to connect to your iPhone or iPad or PC if you want to, as well as having those standalone options and having the speech capabilities of a note taker as well, and inbuilt internet services and email too. So if you need to be reading documents on the move, you can take advantage of KNFB Reader and use the camera on the underside of the BrailleSense Polaris Mini to accomplish that.
And for those who aren't Braille users, Sam, you're not leaving them out.
Not at all. We also have a range of magnifiers, starting off with a screen as small as 4.3 inches. So our Ruby handheld magnifier comes in 4, 5 and 7 inch. We also have access to two new magnifiers, a 5 and a 10 inch, and that's called the Looky, L-O-O-K-Y. And people have found that really great as a tablet replacement for that little bit of looking that they need to do. And with a 10 inch screen, that really seems to fit the bill quite nicely as well.
If we'd like to know more, Sam, how can we get in touch?
You can visit our website, www.lowvision.com.au. If you have a blindness-specific inquiry, you can get in touch with me personally on 0420-355-996, or you can email me at sam@pacificvision.com.au.
Any final comments that you'd like to make?
We believe strongly that the BCA National Convention is an excellent forum, you know, for people to discuss various ideas and experiences. And we're very, very pleased to be able to sponsor the convention for 2019, Vaughan. Thank you.
And we'll have more from this year's convention in future episodes of New Horizons. And I'm hoping very shortly to be able to bring you some comments from convention attendees about how they found the convention, some things they like and perhaps some things they didn't like. We'll also feature a convention wrap-up in the coming weeks, just so that those of you who weren't able to attend the convention can have an idea of what happened and how those happenings might affect you. In the meantime, a reminder that Blind Citizens Australia is closed this week, but they will be reopening for general business next week on Monday. So feel free to give them a call. 1-800-033-660 is the phone number, 1-800-033-660, or that all-important email address bca@bca.org.au. You can, of course, look at the website, because as we know, websites don't close down. bca.org.au is the address for that. I'll speak to you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.